Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome back to British Tech Missy here on the British Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your go-to advice girl for all of life's burning questions. Do you notice I did that a little differently? Normally, I would tell you I am your go-to tech girl, here to answer all your burning tech questions. But my friends, I realized that as of today's show, I've been doing this since December, and we finally reached the end of the tech questions. I realized today that every tech question that there could be has been asked and answered, more importantly. So starting next week, British Tech Missy Show is going to be all about advice about life. It could be anything. It could be matters of the heart, fashion, food, travel, pets, friendship, workplace, your car, you name it, I have answers. Think of me kind of as Dear Missy, the Dear Abby of the British Tech Network. So it is with extreme fondness that I put forth these last three tech questions, and you know, it doesn't mean that you can't ask me tech questions in the future, because you certainly can. Tech is a part of life, isn't it? I'm just not going to be strictly tech. I'm so much more than tech, and you'll find that out. Shall we get started? Let's! All right, everyone. First question. Hello, Missy. Hello. I love your show, although I don't really like sparkles because they have a beard. May I ask for your help on something, please? Of course you may. That's what I'm here for. Over the past few months, my computer has been taking longer and longer to start up and shut down. A few weeks ago, I could make a cup of tea in the time it took the computer to start up and log in. Now I can make a toasted cheese sandwich and eat most of it by the time I use my computer. I always wash my hands before using the mouse. What might be causing this? And would you like the rest of my toasty? A toasty? With admiration and hope, your faithful servant, Nicholas Farquhar Granger Winches. Winches. Is there a place called Winches, or did that just not come across right in email? Winches. Well, Nicholas Farquhar Granger. This is kind of a tricky question for many, many reasons, because there are a lot of reasons why your computer could be slow to start up. You know, there normally are many reasons, but I find one of the most common is this. There's a semi-technical term for it, for what you're experiencing, and it's called computer mojo. That's right. Why don't you say it with me? Ready? Computer mojo. M-O-J-O. You know, and sometimes through no fault of your own or fault of the computers, it just has a hard time getting started. It does. Computers are kind of like people, aren't they? They need a little inspiration and a little help. So what I recommend is maybe going to the stereo, and as you're getting ready to turn on the computer, you might want to start playing a little inspirational music. And I would recommend anything from Barry White. Just put a little Barry White on as you turn on the computer. And I find that, you know, Mojo tends to respond well to that. And it won't be long before your computer is up and running the way it should be. As for asking me for some of your toasty, I don't really know what a toasty is, but if it's what I think it is, then yes, I would like it. Thank you so much, Nicholas Farquhar Granger, for that question. Let's move on. Let's see here. Hey there, Missy. Well, hey there. I have just bought myself a brand new MacBook Air. Oh, good for you. It's nice to treat yourself. You deserve that. I marched right into the Apple store near me and said, Missy uses a Mac. I sure do. Give me a Mac. I left with a brand new shiny MacBook Air. It's a gorgeous device, but it's missing just one thing. Color. Oh, and they spelled it C-O-L-O-U-R. I used to think that was an incorrect spelling until I came to the British Tech Network. I mean, it is here, but it's not there. It means the same as C-O-L-O-R for our American listeners. It just, I don't know why they put a U in there. You don't really need it. But it just makes it look fancy. Okay, let's continue. At the moment, it's kind of gray and dull. But I do like the shiny, bright Apple logo on the lid. As my only go-to girl on these things, how can I pimp? Oh, I don't really like that word. I'm going to use it because they wrote it, but I'll whisper it. As my only go-to girl on these things, how can I pimp my Mac Air so it can sparkle like a twilight vampire in the sunshine? Glitzy of Liverpool. Oh, that's a wonderful question. And Glitzy, I am with you. I mean, I don't understand why computer manufacturers, especially Apple, they're very cutting edge, and why they only offer their products in just a few colors. It's either silver or black or white. And when they come out with white things, it's, whoa, it's, you know, we're out with a white thing. It's like they reinvented the wheel. Oh, no, it's just white, which is almost as boring as black. You know, why not pink or why not purple or why not polka dots? So, Glitzy of Liverpool, what you need to do to snazz up or pimp your MacBook Air, you can go to any hobby store. You can go to, even the grocery store might even have it. You buy them in little bottles, and it's called Glitter, G-L-I-T-T-E-R. There's no U in there, unless the Brits put a U in glitter. Glitter? I don't know. But I know here it's spelled G-L-I-T-T-E-R. And glitter are just, they're little flecks of sparkle. I don't know what it's made of, but it's just little specks of sparkle. And you can get it in different sparkle colors. There's pink glitter, purple glitter, multicolored glitter, silver glitter, gold glitter. There's green glitter if you want to be environmental. There's all different kinds of glitter. And what I recommend is just take your MacBook Air and open it. And then when it's open, just set it on the counter. If the kitchen counter is fine, you might want to put a towel under because you're going to make a little bit of a mess. And then open the glitter container. Now, what's really cool is there's normally two sides to the glitter container. One is if you just want to pour the glitter. Don't do that. Are you crazy? The other side is a shaker, just like salt or pepper. And open that side and just shake it onto your MacBook Air. Just shake it all around, over the keys, over the keyboard, and then close it, sprinkle it on the lid, flip it over, sprinkle it on the back. And you'll find the great thing about glitter is that it sticks to everything. And it gets down in the cracks and the crevices so that even parts of your MacBook Air that you don't even see are sparkling. You just have to know they are. And it's almost impossible to get all that glitter out without completely disassembling your computer. It works that well. And you know what? It's really inexpensive. I think a bottle is just a couple dollars or a couple quid. So just go do that and pick whatever color you think suits you the best, Glitzy, and you will have a sparkly laptop that even the Twilight vampires would be jealous of. Okay, everybody, one last question. Dear Missy, I was wondering if you could help me. Of course I can. I have been told that if anybody can, you can. Well, you are told right. I listen to your shows and I'm really impressed with the way you handle all the tech questions put before you. Thank you. That makes me kind of sad now that it's not going to be just tech anymore. You seem to offer some very good advice to all who write to you, and I was hoping for some of the same. The thing is, I am single and would very much like to meet women. Please, could you recommend a good internet dating site? Basically, if you were single, which dating site would you join? I know the perfect answer to that. I would just love to meet a woman such as yourself. Oh, classy, attractive, funny, and good around technology. Aren't you the sweetest? You just made my day. Please, please help me with my very best wishes. The ever shy, that's what he put, Mark Woodford Green, Essex. Oh, and then he writes, P.S., what time do you get off from doing the show? Fancy a Diet Coke? Oh, Evershine, Mark, aren't you the sweetest? You're in Essex and I'm not, but if I was, I get off in about 20 minutes and I would totally fancy a Diet Coke. That would be so sweet. But let me get back to your question. If I was single, which dating site would I join? The answer is very simple. There is a website out there. And I know that we have a lot of fun. And this isn't one of those, oh, Missy, you wish this was a website. It really is. It's called trekpassions.com. T-R-E-K passions.com. And let me read to you a little bit about what Trek Passions is all about. Love long and prosper, the website says. A 100% free sci-fi personals and social networking community site for science fiction lovers, including but not limited to lovers of Star Trek and Star Wars. But we know it's Star Trek more because it's called Trek Passions, not War Passions, right? Find others who share your passion for sci-fi. Feel like you're always wearing a red shirt in your relationships. Whether you are just looking for like-minded friends, someone fun to attend a sci-fi convention with, or maybe something more, Trek Passions is here for you. So what I recommend with all of my heart is trekpassions.com. They are a fantastic website, full of Trek minded people who understand when you yell con. They understand when you say, I don't believe in the no-win scenario. And they don't think that the word Kobayashi Maru is a sushi dish. And if you like, I've got a pair of Vulcan ears you can borrow. Just let me know. Okay, everybody, well, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac, it is time for us to wrap up this week's episode. Gosh, as always, I thank you so, so much for all of your questions. If you have any questions for next week's show, and remember, it can be anything. Matters of the heart, career, news issues, fashion, cooking dilemmas, dating issues, or tech. You can send them all to me at BritishTechMissy@gmail.com. Gosh, I sure hope I helped you all. As always, I send a huge thank you to the people who never change. They are great week to week, month to month, year to year, and that's UK2.net. They provide all that a silly little bandwidth that gets me to you every single week. You can use their services all over the globe. It's true. And if you go to BritishTechNetwork.com, you can find some lovely discount codes, which will help you along the way. So thanks, UK2.net. And until next week, Be good. I send lots of love and not just tech kisses, but life kisses. Bye.